This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Wednesday, July 31st. Well, corn plums new depths with the August USDA report on the horizon. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
We kind of get slowly but surely closer and closer to the August 12th report. We've had a little bit of the fundamental news kind of dry up on the ground here. We had these corn kind of tick lower here as I sit to 420 and a quarter. They're trying to fill a gap there, a technical gap to 420. I would say normally, you know, that's pretty good, grenades and horseshoes, but I still feel like this market's trading heavy and the technicals are kind of pulling it that way. Keep in mind that we almost got that gap filled to 420, and the next level would look like, say, around 418. Remember, it was a while back we struggled to get up through 405 until we got some decent fundamental news that shot us higher, and we finally did pierce that level. That could be the level that we back up to going into the report on August the 12th, so keep that in mind.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 6 1/4 at 496 1/2. September corn was down 5 3/4 at 410 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 3, ranging from 558.5 to 568.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 3 3/4, ranging from 603 3/4 to 608 3/4. Live cattle for August was down 55 cents at 108.12 1/2. August feeder cattle was up 80 cents at 143.20. And July Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1750. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.